Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together as a community. This week, we are going to study one of the more bizarre stories in the Bible. It doesn't start out very bizarre today, but we'll get to the strange part tomorrow. But today, it starts with a man named Balaam. He's been asked by the king of Moab to pray for a curse against the Israelites. The king of Moab is concerned about the Israelites because they're camped now just outside his country. They've been wandering in the desert for like 40 years, and now they're finally getting close to the promised land, and they are camped just outside of Moab. And he's worried about this. He's worried that they are a threat. So he pays Balaam, who's sort of a paid mercenary fortune teller slash psychic slash diviner, just kind of an all-around spiritual guy who will do something spiritual for pay. And he asked Balaam to ask God, any God, for a curse against the Israelites, to get rid of them so they don't become more of a threat to his nation. Here's what happened.
And Balaam said to God, "Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Behold, a people has come out of Egypt, and it covers the face of the earth. Now come, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to fight against them and drive them out.' God said to Balaam, 'You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.' So Balaam rose in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, 'Go to your own land, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you.' So the princes of Moab rose and went to Balak and said, 'Balaam refuses to come with us.' Once again, Balak sent princes, more in number and more honorable than these. And they came to Balaam and said to him, 'Thus says Balak, the son of Zippor, let nothing hinder you from coming to me, for I will surely do you great honor, and whatever you say to me, I will do. Come, curse this people for me.' But Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, 'Though Balak were to give me his house full of silver and gold, I could not go beyond the command of the Lord my God to do less or more. So you too, please stay here tonight, that I may know what more the Lord will say to me.' And God came to Balaam at night and said to him, 'If the men have come to call you, rise, go with them, but only do what I tell you.' So Balaam rose in the morning and saddled his donkey and went with the princes of Moab."
So Balaam was this paid spiritual guy, kind of a diviner or fortune teller or psychic, who would take money to pray to a god, any god, didn't really matter, in hopes that people would get what they wanted. It was a bit of a fraud, really. He didn't really have any control over these things. He would just make it appear as such that he did. And then he made the huge mistake. He was asked to pray for a curse against the Israelites, against the very nation that God, Yahweh, the Lord of the universe, had chosen as his special people. God had chosen the nation of Israel to be his chosen people. He had a plan for them. They were part of his big plan for the universe and for this world. And then Balaam made the mistake of praying for a curse against them. You can imagine his surprise when God actually spoke back. Here's this guy who's used to just getting paid to pretend to talk to this God or influence this or that, who's used to basically pretending he's in charge. You want something spiritual done, you want to get something done that's bigger than you, you talk to me, you give me your money. And now, suddenly, something bigger and greater, more powerful than him, is talking back and saying, "No. No, you cannot curse these people. Don't do it." This is going to be bad for business. Now, his prayer is wrong on a few different levels. It's wrong in its content. He's asking for the exact opposite of what the God of the universe actually wants. So that's a problem, the content. It's also in the way he addresses it. He's not addressing this to a God with whom he has a relationship. He's kind of like Homer Simpson in yesterday's story. He starts off his prayer to God saying, "The gods have been good to me." He doesn't even know who he's talking to or how all this works. He's just trying to say spiritual things, in Balaam's case, to make some money. In Homer's case, to eat some cookies. So he puts this prayer out there into the universe, expecting nothing to come of it, hoping that things will go his way so it looks like he influenced this and he'll get more money and more business in the future. That's what he's hoping for, and God actually answered back. Now, Balaam clearly wasn't expecting to hear God's voice. He was working for the king, not for God. And so, when God said no to what the king had paid Balaam to do, Balaam tried to ignore it a little bit. He was probably surprised, he was shocked a little bit, but when the king's men pushed back and said, "No, you really need to do this," he didn't just send them packing and say, "No, God told me no, it's not going to happen." He still wanted to keep his business going. He still wanted to keep his reputation as a spiritual diviner who could get things done. And so he continued to work with these guys who wanted the exact opposite of what God wanted. He hadn't learned his lesson. He risks angering God to stay in the king's good books. And amazingly, God actually lets him go. God says, "Okay, you go with the king's men. Don't do anything that I don't tell you, though. Do only what you're told." So Balaam goes off with the king's men, and then some strange things start to happen that we'll explore tomorrow. But first, I just want you to think a little bit about this question and discuss it with some friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, some other people you know who might be interested in thinking about some big questions in life with you that you can form a bit of a steady discussion group with. Here's your question for today. Why do you think God let Balaam go with the king's men, even though he disagreed with their plans? What might God have planned, and why? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.